The fourth and final debate in the U.S. Senate race has become a casualty of Hurricane Sandy. The debate was supposed to have happened last night, but Republican Senator Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren pulled out in deference to the storm. And last night, the consortium running the debate, which includes WBUR, announced that the debate could not be rescheduled. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The consortium says the campaigns could not agree on a new date. The Warren campaign says it had been working with the consortium to reschedule the debate for tomorrow. The Brown campaign says because of a long-planned bus tour starting tomorrow, it could not accommodate a rescheduling of the debate. The bus tour notwithstanding, at Horseneck Beach in Westport yesterday, Scott Brown said he would have loved to have debated.
The act of God, we had obviously a major event here in the eastern United States, and I thought we both agreed appropriately to cancel it. You know, there's only a few days left, and we have a very, very busy schedule, as I'm sure my opponent does, so I'll refer that to the campaign.
Brown said he already had three debates.
People know where we stand on the issues. I'm going to continue to do my job.
2 hours later, Elizabeth Warren visited the same spot at Horseneck Beach. She seemed more interested in another debate, but professed to be as clueless as Brown on the actual scheduling.
This is really about giving the people of Massachusetts a chance to see the two people who are running for the Senate office. Yet, this is a powerfully important race, and a race that may determine the control of the Senate. And so letting the people of Massachusetts have a chance to see their candidates.
Is your campaign talking to the Brown campaign? Where do things stand? I mean, you may not be up on it.
So. Now, probably more than I know at this point.
Sandy may have handed Brown a political opportunity just by letting him do his job as senator, press in tow. Yesterday at Horseneck Beach, Brown went into a house that had been flooded by the storm.
Went up to the third step in there.
Brown offered to help Jason Locke, whose parents own the house.
Give us a call, okay? Your insurance stuff, that sort of thing.
Yes, I appreciate it.
All right, good luck. You're a good son.
Thanks.
You're a good son. You sure you don't need a hand getting a couch out or anything? Because we're here.
No, I appreciate it.
Don't be a hero, man.
2 hours later, Warren also stopped by. Locke wasn't around anymore. He'd taken the couch out of the house, and it, along with all the other furniture, was drying out on the debris that had washed over the torn road that separates the house from the sea. Warren ran into another man whose house had been flooded, John Rogers. But Warren is not the incumbent senator. She doesn't have the same resources, so she can't offer help. And so she's consigned to making small talk.
So did you get up on the widow's walk and walk yesterday afternoon?
No, because it already the damage hit early. The damage had hit about 3 o'clock.
So it was about 3 o'clock this week?
Yeah, the wind really picked up big here around between 2 and 3.
A Suffolk University poll conducted at the end of last week and last weekend finds Warren with a 7-point lead over Brown. Typically, it's the candidate who's ahead who's most reluctant to debate. But in this case, Warren, following in Brown's footsteps along the trail of wreckage left by Sandy, seemed to be the one most willing to face her opponent one more time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.